Something interesting happened. You heard about it in the news here on WGN Radio today. Ryan Burrow from WGN is in our studio. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. I'm doing well.
You were at the Willie Wilson thing.
I was. I wanted to see what this was, how it was going to play out. And so
Willie Wilson is a philanthropist,
yes,
businessman.
Businessman, and he's got some cash, and he's willing to give it out. And he's also, a mayoral candidate right now, and he's in the process of going on this campaign where he's giving out money. 2 weekends ago, he was at a church on the south side of Chicago, gave out hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash to people as they lined up.
And checks.
And as people were coming off the streets, he was just giving it to them. He says he does this all the time. He'll go to Lower Wacker down here, hand out $100 bills to people just because that's in his heart. It's in his nature. And, you know, this is a story where, you know, it kind of plays a little bit on the emotions of the people who are receiving it.
Okay, so then he said, though, after he was handing out the money on the South Side to predominantly, maybe exclusively, African-Americans, some of it was Governor Rauner's money, by the way, he got an email from somebody, and they said, I didn't see any white people who are poor getting your largesse. Why aren't you doing that? And he shrugged and said, maybe I should. So he was in this studio earlier this week and said, I'm going to start handing out money to some white folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and he thought this was a way to do it. So he went to the county building today and decided he was going to pay people's property taxes in the county. $500. Yes.
Yeah.
$500 to 300 people. And he was hoping that that would also bring out Latinos and white people and Asian people. And based on my observation, it was still predominantly African-American people that were in line there. I guess I didn't get a full-on head count.
I was wondering about that. I mean, literally, how do you determine the race of some people?
Yeah,
it's not always clear, but he said white folks. It wasn't exclusively white people. What was it, more than half white people?
I only saw maybe a handful of white people there. I don't necessarily know, because he had said that they wanted to make sure, because these people had to pre-register before they went there. He wasn't just going to give this to anyone who walked up. This was going to be pre-register on the foundation website, 300. And the reason was probably he had 300 checks cut, and you know he only had so many to go around,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, so then how did it work?
So the people would get in line. He came out, said his piece, went back in. Some of the media missed it, so he came back out and spoke
again.
Yeah, I did it for Carol Marine and, you know, Fran from the Sun-Times, you know, did the whole song and dance, and then went back in there. And basically, the people would walk up. They'd give their name and identification number. They'd match it up with the pre-registration list. They'd say, okay, yes, you are on the list. Here is your check. It would say $500 on it. They would slide over to the treasurer's desk that was right next to them, and the treasurer would look up that tax code and give them take the check and give them the $500
credit. Apply the $500.
You got it. And I was talking to people on the way out, and I said, what do you make of all this? And majority of the people said, you know, this is what he does. He's a philanthropist. I'm so grateful to have this money. And they don't think it's political at all. That being said, many of them said, vote Willie Wilson on their way out.
Why would they want to vote for Willie Wilson? You know, I don't know that Willie Wilson's going to be the next mayor of Chicago. You're not supposed to buy votes. He said, I'm not. He says, I'm not telling people to vote for me. You didn't hear him say that.
Nope.
Was he wearing a campaign button or anything like that?
Nope.
And, boy, I don't want to be so cynical that I look down at anybody who, for whatever reason, is giving $500 to people that are strapped for property taxes.
Sure.
We did a whole half hour yesterday with one of the reporters from ProPublica about how people in Chicago declare bankruptcy. Listen to this, because they can't pay the fines from not having a city sticker. You know, if you get too many of those for your city sticker, then they cancel your driver's license or they boot your car. But if you declare bankruptcy, then they won't do that. So even though they probably, a lot of them don't have $200, but it's not the $200. It's the loss of their car,
sure,
that's terrifying to them. So they declare bankruptcy to keep their driver's license and to keep their automobile so they can keep their job. But just think about how hard it is for people in this city that don't have $200 for a city sticker. So if somebody wants to hand out $500 checks, we should be applauding that.
Well, and one woman I talked to, she's from Cicero, and actually she was a white woman in line. She said that her property taxes went up $900 last year. And I said, so $500 would help? She said, absolutely it helps. But, you know, the message that Willie Wilson said and kind of announced to the media is that the politicians are the ones who are raising all of these costs. So, I mean, as much as he's saying this isn't political, he did bring up the fact that these politicians are to blame for increasing property taxes.
Without saying I'm running for mayor.
Exactly.
And, you know, and he's right about that. He's also, I don't know that this is his point, but let's face it, if you are on the, if you have a home in Chicago or a business that is below the median line, you are almost certainly paying more than your fair share in property taxes. It's the Joe Berrios problem. Mm-hmm. They're not properly assessing these properties. So if you don't have a lot of money, you're getting it double whammy. You're probably being overcharged on your property taxes, and you don't have enough money to pay your property taxes.
It's like I said, it's kind of a weird because it plays on your emotions. You want to be cynical. The other hand, too, you want to realize, too, that, you know, he's putting smiles on all of these people's faces. And so after the checks, and this process went just a couple minutes. I mean, it went really fast. Boom, boom, boom. Check name. Here's your check. OK, applied to your credit. And he was standing downstairs in the lobby as people were coming down the elevators after going through the process. And they were all coming up and hugging him and shaking hands and saying, thank you so much. And like, there's your campaign video right there. Right. I mean, it's almost perfect, but there were no cameras around for this. So, you know, if he's just doing it to be a good guy and he's been doing this for decades, as he says, I mean, it's his money, you know, I mean,
how much money did you give away today on the street?
Right.
But I wish that he would be teaching them how to lower their property taxes, or the idea of, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish.
Yeah.
You'll feed them for a lifetime. So it's like, or, you know, I botched that up a little bit.
No, I bet I get your point. But, you know,
and if he's been doing this for so long and he just gave out $150,000 today, why not put that in a program to help the community or help the people that need the help instead of just handing it out?
I don't have anything to say to that. I get your point.
So that's how could look at it a little bit more
cynically if you want, but I don't think you have to.
I just wish he was helping.
You tell the people that just got $500 that didn't help.
Are they going to come back next year for another $500?
Maybe they are. I would. And if somebody wants to give me $500, I don't think they or I have done anything wrong. Now, would it be better if these people weren't being overcharged on their properties? And that's not even his point. His point is, even if it's a fair assessment, some folks are just strapped.
Sure.
So what are they going to do? And if this guy wants to give him $500, let's let that happen. Who else has been doing that lately?
It's a different approach, you know. I mean, it's a person to person approach. If you and I are walking down the street and we see someone asking for money and we choose to give that person money, that's a very personal contact, hand to hand contact, and that's what he's doing. But he's doing it with people instead of creating like some kind of massive industry or corporate entity that's funneling this money. He is actually the one who is passing
that.
This money over. And it's a bizarre scenario, but it's also pretty touching when you watch it happen.
Okay, I have thought of something cynical to say. Will this make you happy, Violetta? If he was a more viable candidate, we would be looking at this with a more jaundiced eye, because he's doing it for all the reasons that maybe you and I are hoping. But he's also running for mayor. If Bruce Rauner was doing this, Rauner was funneling it through a church, but just imagine if Rauner or JB were showing up at churches or community centers and handing out $500 bills to people to help them out while they're running for governor. We would say that sounds fishy. And this thing does, but since nobody thinks Willie Wilson's going to be mayor, they don't really care. It's just okay.
He's the underdog. You want to cheer for him.
I know.
From the other cynical perspective, too, he just won the day, right? What did Mayor Rahm Emanuel do today? I don't think in Eric's news it was anywhere in there, but Willie Wilson is probably going to win the news cycle for the day, right?
Very few people thought Donald Trump was going to win the presidency.
Willie Wilson's not going to be the next mayor of Chicago. Shut my mouth, right? Yeah, I don't want to prejudice anybody's vote. Maybe he is going to be. I don't think he's going to be. Well, Ryan, it's interesting reporting, and it's been a fun story to watch unfold right here on WGN Radio this week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.